Okay, I'm here with the First Minister of Northern Ireland, DUP leader, Peter Robinson. First Minister, how have you found the conference so far this year?
Well, people are in good spirit. You can see that they're starting to build up towards the election campaign. Once more, we had a conference dinner last night with more people present than we've ever had before. Again, we had to bring in extra chairs until we ran out of them, and then we're having people standing around the room, so everything's going well.
And tell me, First Minister, you've got an election coming up this year, Westminster. Are you confident, obviously, from Anna Southstrone and East Belfast are two really main targets for you. Are you confident that the DUP can return East Belfast and or a Unionist Unity candidate can win from Anna Southstrone?
Yes, I think there are at least three seats, I would add South Belfast to that list, that can be taken from Nationalist and Republican hands, or those who support Nationalists and Republicans. So, yes, I believe that there are three seats that could be picked up. And that's part of the conversation that I'm having with the Ulster Unionist Party leader.
We were at the Ulster, when I interviewed Mike Nesbitt at his conference, he was confident of his pact, that it was he told me it was a genuine and sincere offer to the DUP, the North Belfast swap from Anna Southstrone. What did you initially make of that?
Well, I think just in pragmatic terms, there's a lot of baggage, I'll put it that way, in Fermanagh and South Tyrone between the DUP and Ulster Unionist Party over the years. And in many ways, what we did last time round by getting an agreed candidate worked well. And we ended up with within four votes of winning that seat. Now, in that set of circumstances, it seems to me that that's a fairly tried and tested mechanism for getting the real possibility of winning the seat. And at the end of the day, we'll discuss those issues and we'll see what's best for unionism. And I don't in any way question his genuineness in all of this. We're involved in a process with him because I think we recognise that we both want to do what's best for unionism as a whole.
And First Minister, I just want to ask you, you faced Naomi Long before. What advice do you give to Gavin as Gavin Robinson as he takes on the task of facing Naomi Long?
Well, I think you'll remember that there were a very special set of circumstances in 2010 when she won the seat. 1 year later, we came back and the DUP massively outpolled the Alliance Party with about half as many votes again. I topped the poll, not just in East Belfast, but in the whole of Northern Ireland. So there were special circumstances at that time. I believe that Gavin is by far the best candidate. So I start from that premise. It's a unionist constituency. I know, as I go round the constituency, I know just how unionists in the constituency feel about the seat being lost. So I have every confidence that Gavin will be able to take it back.
And just one final question, First Minister, before I let you go. There's been a lot of mention here of Asher's Bakery, a lot of support. Your party has stood steadfastly behind them. I wonder if you could just elaborate just a wee bit. One, why does your party feel so strongly about this issue that you profiled them in the way you have? And two, what can the DUP do to assist them in what they're going through at the moment?
Well, I suppose in some ways, the Asher's case has come about at a stage where there have been a number of events that have occurred which indicates that, generally speaking, there is not any great enthusiasm for recognising the rights of people of faith in Northern Ireland, and that they somehow have to be put on the back burner so that other small minority groups are able to have their way. This seems to be a case that the big brigade of the Equality Commission is coming in to put public resources at the disposal of those who are opposed to Asher's Bakery and say that all they want to do is to find out what is the interpretation of the law on this kind of issue. If that had been the real intention, then they could easily have funded both sides so that we could have found out what the law was on this issue. They chose to try and crush a small family-owned business, and I think it is important that politicians and others do stand up for them rather than leaving them to hang on their own. It is important because of that. And don't forget, this isn't a case. Asher's didn't refuse to sell anybody any cake that was in their shop. What they refused to do was to put a propaganda message on the cake, a propaganda message which was contrary to their Christian principles.
And what can the DUP do to help that? Is it just by simply highlighting the case?
We have highlighted the case. Today we're taking a collection so that we will help them with their legal costs. That's all we can do, give them the moral support and, where possible, financial support as well.
Okay, First Minister, thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.